It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio it feels like winter.
Yes, Lee. All of a sudden we are in, it was just warm. It was just a couple of months ago it was warm, right?
And I can't say, and I saw there's freeze warnings this weekend.
90s, it was now all of a sudden
not
we're
good.
In, and we just had Halloween.
And that's a bad combination. You have a holiday that gives you junk food. And then the weather turns cold that makes you want to stay in the house.
Listen,
with the junk food.
You got candy, cold weather. This right now, you know where we're
bad
at right
things.
Now.
This is the danger
zone. We are now in the heightened area of weight gain. This is the time of year right now, right after Halloween. We got Thanksgiving coming up, right?
No, this is the major food.
And then, right, this is where 20 pounds easily shows up on your belly, man. This is right
can feel
now.
It.
Yeah?
I'm in a bad place.
You're in a bad place right now?
Yeah.
You don't want to go out. You want to stay in.
Stay in, and there's all this good junk.
How's that river, that river walk you like doing?
It's done.
It's done right now, huh? Even with the poles, can't you put on a hat?
I don't like to be cold.
Now, when you're feeling like this, what's the area of your body that the feeling that you don't like? Is there a particular body that it hits you
cold? My ears.
That you don't like? It's the ears?
Yeah.
So the earmuffs couldn't solve that?
I don't like things on my head. It's, itchy.
So, what if it was really comfortable? Like if you went to the Life is Good store and you got
some
of those?
Do they have those?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had a hat or any type of thing.
What about if it was, fur? Like a little furry thing? Like something that was soft and furry that went around your ears? Would that work?
Maybe you can run with me with your hands over my ears.
My hands are a little rough, from playing lots of tennis. I don't know if that might be hard for your ears. So, it's your ears. For me, you know what it is? I hate that feeling when you're out there and you get that cold wind that goes right through your spine. Like, it gets right through.
How can it go through your spine?
Well, no. The clothes that you're wearing, it blows right through the clothes and all of a sudden it hits you and, just it goes deep inside of you. You know what I'm talking about?
The cold's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
I wish this global warming would hurry up.
And get here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wish it would, too. So, anyway, we got the New York Marathon coming up. New York City Marathon is coming up this coming weekend.
Yes, I'm excited about it.
You are?
I'm attending.
You know you're not.
No, I'm not.
We got a lot of people that I think Al Roker is doing the New York City Marathon. Do you know that? They have one of these Chilean. Did you know one of these guys, the Chilean miners, the guy ran 6 miles a day in the ground?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, people were picturing these miners like in a well. Like
no,
that
it was a small
girl.
Space. He was probably running in space.
It was a big space.
Down in the well?
They could run miles.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, it wasn't like a well like Jack and Jill went up the hill and fell in a well.
I thought it was like the small confined space that they had to be stuck in. I didn't know that. So this guy is running.
Mine.
He's running in the New York City Marathon.
Yeah. He trained for how many
weeks? First of all, what a way of taking a negative and turning it into a positive.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how this guy stunk?
They had water down there.
They were taking showers?
Yeah.
You're kidding
me. They came out all clean-shaven?
No, they didn't.
They did, too.
They had huge beards.
No, they didn't.
They were wearing sunglasses. They had sunglasses.
Yeah, because I was smart of Oakley, I think.
Yeah, Oakley's funded their sunglasses.
Nice product placement.
Right. How come Coca-Cola didn't get involved?
How come they weren't wearing Dr. Fitness shirts?
I don't know. But why is Oakley the only company that got in there?
They figured it out. They were like, they're going to need something to protect them from the bright lights. Pretty smart.
Were they vampires? They became vampires down there in the well?
In the dark for all that time.
Yeah, so anyway, but I'm excited. I've never done the New York City Marathon. I've run a bunch of marathons, but I've never done the New York City, and I want to do that at some point. I'd like to do that. It's except like you were saying, it's cold.
Yeah.
I don't want to go where it's
summer.
Cold. I don't want to go. Yeah, I want to go somewhere where it's warm. So, Lee, this happens to me quite often. I don't know if this has happened to you. I'm a big fan of this store called Whole Foods. I like this store.
Whole Paychecks. That's what
whole
they call
paychecks.
It.
Whole Paychecks.
It's a little expensive.
I was there this past weekend to get some stuff to bring home. But for some reason, I noticed that there's a trend that happens to me when I go there. First of all, I spend lots of money. Does that happen to you?
Quite a bit. That's a place where money.
You spend money. Money goes away a lot quicker. The other thing I noticed is that when I try things, the thing about the store is there's a lot of taste
sampling.
You taste things. I get a lot of the salads to go. A lot of like the what do I get?
With
I get
mayonnaise?
Like the hummus. No, I go behind the counter and get the like the beans.
They let you go behind the counter?
No, I don't.
They
go,
never let me go. Behind
I know.
The
I don't go actually behind the counter, but I'm saying that they have the things behind the counters. You know, like the, in the deli section.
I like their they have corn with like chili pepper, spicy ears of corn.
Right, but this is what happens to me: is I'll taste the salad,
right,
and I'll go, oh, okay, I'll try. I'll get that. I'll go for it. I get home, it tastes like crap.
Yeah, it never tastes as
good. It never tastes as good. For something, I don't know what happens, but I buy a lot of things there so I don't have to prepare them at the house.
I like their gelato. Their gelato's good.
Their gelato you like? I'm talking about their salads and stuff. Yeah, I pay a lot of money and I wind up not eating it. And for some reason, maybe it's when I get in the car. There's something to do with the car that when I get in the car, take it and bring it home, it goes bad. But it's not a good situation. So right now I'm in the process of buying a new car, Lee. Not fun.
You like a new car? Convertible?
No. We're getting one for my wife. SUV. This is not fun. If anyone out there has ever experienced buying a car.
Why do you keep getting SUVs? That's like for old people.
No, it's for my wife. My wife, we still have the kids. She has to drive them around. I get the convertible, and she gets the car that has that carry everybody. So we're in the process now of going through the dealerships, and, you know, it's never fun. So the thing I hate about this is that it's eating into my workout time. You know,
wow.
They should have, I think, at the dealerships, like a little cardio area. So, like, when, you know, they take all day long, they have you sit in the, you know, they have you sit and wait for them. They should have a room where you go in and you go, oh, you have a treadmill or something or like weights? I can work out while you guys are screwing around.
Negotiate with me?
Exactly. They should have something like that. Or I was thinking about bringing my my perfect push-ups and just having a little room and doing my perfect at the dealership. I think
that would be a good incentive for you if they had a treadmill and then they had like the lower prices in front of it and they have it really steep and a very fast speed and then you'd have to run faster and if you can reach the the lower prices then you get a better price.
Right, exactly. It should be a game. They should make it more
maybe
interactive.
There's a Wii game for buying a car.
You know, there. You were just saying about Wii how they're coming out with a new game.
Well, not Wii. The Xbox 360 has the Kinect.
What is this now?
Which is a Wii-like device, which is Wii, but a better Wii. It uses your whole body.
It's a better Wii. Invented this stuff, but somebody made it better?
Yes. This is the evolution in the this kind of movement video gaming.
Okay. So
so the way that works is that in front of your TV, you know, you have a device that connects. It's a device that connects to your Xbox. So you have your Xbox. You connect this, it's called Kinect, device to it with one cord. And then you plug in, there's like some video camera little thing that kind of takes a picture or a video of your whole room. Like you need a lot of space for this. So then now your character, boom, is on the screen. And it's you. And so you move your hands, your feet,
everything's moving.
It's picking up all your motion, head movements, the whole thing. So now, because of that, just imagine the fun you can have. You know, with the Wii, you got your hand, so you're like, you know,
it's
hitting a ball, you're playing tetherball. There's only so many things you can be doing with your hand.
Right.
But with your whole body, now you can do lots of things.
Don't you think that...
Oh, and then and the best part of this, you can't play this game sitting down. You have to be standing to play. You know how all the kids figured out the Wii?
I really don't have to run. I just have to shake the thing, and then I'm running.
So this, you have to, because since there's no remote, your body is the avatar on the screen, then you have to move your body. So you will sweat in this.
Well, I wonder if this is going to affect how many calories that you burn by actually doing this.
No, this you have to be moving and being, you can't fake this one.
This is the real deal.
Right, because your body is the avatar. The remote isn't the avatar. Your body is the avatar.
Right. Well, that's great technology. I mean, you know,
It's getting better.
And, I don't know if you know this, but they stopped, I think last month, they stopped producing for the first time Sony Walkman. Now, it's interesting what happened with Walkmans. They really revolutionized the way people worked out too, because you know now they had people that can finally use music to start walking.
Right.
Remember those big things you'd hold on the cassette?
The boombox that I would carry on my shoulder, from Do the Right Thing.
But you know it's funny. They just you would thought that they stopped making those years ago, but no, because older people
still buy those and they need those to work.
Yeah,
I go to my dad's house and I'm listening to 8-tracks.
But think about Sony Walkman. They were the first people that were involved in making
more music
personalized
portable
music. And look what happened to them. They fell off the face of the earth. Apple,
Sony?
I mean, in terms of that device.
Yes.
They really could have been Apple.
They could have been.
They could have been. They chose to go in a different direction.
Well, most companies that originate something aren't usually the ones that kind of maximize the...
Innovate.
Right, later on.
And become... But that was really... I mean, if they would have gotten into the software business and put that on your
game,
it could have been a whole different ballgame.
Well, you notice that the horse and buggy people didn't invent the car. It was someone else.
That's true. But for people out there that are listening to our show, I know we got a couple... We probably got some old people that listen to our show, Lee. A lot.
Not counting our parents.
Right, not counting our parents. But those Walkmans are no longer to be around. You're going to have to...
Sorry.
You're going to have to
go digital.
And you're going to have to get an iPod at some point. So that's we'll see what happens. But I'm so glad to hear that those games are getting better and better. Because
yes. That's the future. You know it.
Yeah.
I
don't know. You know, a lot of people were a little disappointed. You know, a lot of people there's a lot of studies that came out showing that you really don't burn a lot of calories
doing that
stuff. Well,
because the Wii, kids figured out that you don't really have to move to do the Wii.
Right, but the adults are looking at it for a way to lose weight. The kids are looking at it a way to use it just to have fun. The adults are going, I got to get rid of this belly. And if there's studies that are coming out that you're not doing a lot of movement.
Do you think there's a P90X Wii game?
You know, it should come out. You know, I'm going to talk about this P90X stuff, okay? Because this P90X goes along
with... It's everywhere.
It goes along with these kettlebells.
You like them?
Well, here's what I like and here's what I don't like. I'm a big fan of doing pull-ups and push-ups.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of lifting weights.
Yes.
I think that's all good. What I'm not a big fan of is when people start going... Oh, I was doing the P90X, and look, I got ripped, and I've got... Look at my body.
Look at the magic.
Look at the magic. Or the kettlebells. All of a sudden, I've taken on a leaner, sleeker look with the kettlebells.
Yes.
The kettlebells knew how to sculpt my body, whereas the carton of water that I picked up didn't know how to do that, or the weights in the machine somehow made me more bulky. I got to stay away from the Nautilus, and I need to go to the free weights.
My body can tell. It's like having that palate that's very sensitive.
This is called nonsense. This is called nonsense. It's called marketing. It's called a great way of putting something together.
Look,
packaging a
bunch of exercises that you've been doing since you were a little kid for like a couple hundred dollars. Some DVDs together.
I did. Well, I didn't do it.
P90X.
Right.
There you go. Done.
So for the people that are out there that are going, oh, I should start. What do I need to do to work out? Should I go with the kettlebells? Should I go with the P90X? All these different devices.
Well, go with what you like. If you like doing P90X, then do P90X.
Go with what you like. And the thing is, you need the variety. You need the variation. And the thing is, but the one thing I want to tell people about the P90X and some of these different things is that the progressions, the starting off, the way that you start off with those are so difficult, it may blow you out. You may not be able to do a pull-up. Just what do you do if you can't do a pull-up? If you can't do one pull-up, what do you do?
Half a pull-up.
Well, that's right. You may want to do the negative portion of the pull-up, going on the downward motion, because we're much stronger in the eccentric mode than we are in the other mode. So that's one way of doing it. But that's why if you go to the gym and you have one of those gravity assisted assisted chin up, then you can make it progressive. And that's the idea: is you need to make your workouts progressive. They've got to start somewhere, and then they have to be easy enough for you to facilitate them without being sore for the next month and a half. You know, not like our buddy Dean Karnazes. Remember, he went from no running to running 30 miles in a drunken stupor.
Don't do that.
It's going to keep you from running. So the main idea that you're trying to do is you need to make it progressive. You need to have progressions. You need to start off, and you need to have a goal, and you need to find something that you're going to like to do. And look, that may change. It may change over time. It may change where you start off doing cardio. You start doing walking. You may want to start going into a little bit of running. You may even start doing some marathons. And so the main thing is be open. Try new things. And the main thing I want you to do is check out our new book, Lee.
That's really the key.
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Make sure you go check that out, too, at our website, drfitnessthefatguy.com. Okay. Enough about me. Enough about you. It's time for Billy Blanks. Now, Billy Blanks, first of all.
Billy Blanks Jr.
Well, Billy Blanks Jr. That's right. I want to talk about Billy Blanks. Because first of all,
junior or senior?
I want to talk about the senior first, because when I used to see him on TV,
yes,
some of the commercials, I said, I can never move that fast. How does he move that fast? That's a movement. I don't think it's
humanly possible.
Humanly possible. You know how you could somehow speed up records? I didn't know if they speeded up the film on the commercials.
I think so.
But he was so fast.
Yeah.
So today we have his son, Billy Blanks Jr. And first of all, I didn't know he's such a – this guy is probably one of the best dancers I've ever seen in my life. I saw some of the DVDs. I couldn't – you couldn't believe all these moves that he can do.
I think he's better than his dad.
Well, he's got a couple of exercise DVDs. He's got Dance With Me, Groove and Berm. It's a three easy-to-follow fat-burning dance routines. He's got a bunch of stuff out, and he's been everywhere. I didn't know he's worked with so many people in terms of dance. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Wow, what an intro. I don't know how to follow that.
Listen, when you're here with Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, this is how we roll. And when we have a star like you, there's nothing like it.
So yeah. Well, I have a question, Billy, right off the top. You went with Billy Blanks Jr. And you know, there's good and bad about that. You know, when I got into this radio show, I'm the Fat Guy here. I could have went with my dad's name, Jack LaLanne. But I went with my own name, Fat Guy.
You know what?
And I think you made the right move.
You know, that's so funny. First of all, I love Jack LaLanne. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen him lately. He's incredible. But that's hilarious.
Yeah, we have seen him. He still looks great, and he's still fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, he truly is, and now he's actually doing a lot of stuff with his wife. You know, my wife and I co-teach together, and so he's doing a lot of stuff with his wife, too, which is really cool.
Now, I noticed your wife, Sharon, you know, a very attractive lady. I noticed you guys also have share a passion for dance. Now, how did you guys meet? Did you guys meet in the dance world?
Well, yeah, we actually met. She was starring in a Broadway show, Rent, and I was doing another show, and we actually met my friend was actually in the show with her. He was my roommate. And I saw her in the show, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to marry that girl. I'm going to marry her. You know, I just fell in love with her just kind of on stage. And all of a sudden, I met her, and we became friends. And then I knew I was kind of, like, hooked. You know, and at the first, we became really close friends. And when I started to tell her I was interested, she was like, nope, not going to happen, not going to happen.
You're kidding me.
We're going to ruin the friendship.
You're kidding me. So she said that we started as friends, and that's how we're going to end? I hate when girls do that.
Yeah, like, I don't want to ruin the friendship, not going to happen. And so it was kind of a funny thing. And the ironic thing is I actually knew her mom and dad before I actually put the two together that I knew. I had known her mom since I was like 13 years old. I used to rehearse at her mom's studio.
Oh, what a small world. Now, wait,
Isn't that a small world?
If you knew her mom never said, oh, I got to hook you up with my daughter. We got to get this.
Never. It was never, you know, because I was coming there kind of on business terms. I would do a show with Paula Abdul or different things. And so I developed kind of a friendship with her mom, but it was something that I never really put the two together. I'm sure she probably mentioned her, but when we started actually, you know, hanging out as friends, when I finally put the two together, I was like, wait a minute. I mean, it was actually a cool moment.
Right.
So now that you're married, did it really ruin the friendship?
No. No, you know, it's funny. Her parents are our best friends. I mean, we like play games with them. And I mean, it's we're a cheesy family, by the way. But yeah, we absolutely, I love her parents so much.
Now, Billy, you grew up in Southern California?
I grew up part of my life in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Boston about 5 years, and then I moved out here when I was 11 or 12.
Now, when did your dad, when did everything kind of hit for him?
It really hit for him. It was funny because he had started building his stuff, which was Taibo, obviously, but when he first started, it was Corobics, and he had tried building that for a few years, and it wasn't really going, but it started to pick up. And I would say probably like around 89 or so is when it really started to pick up. You know, around when I was probably, God, I'm trying to think, a little bit after that, I think I had gone away to do the show Fame, and I came back, and it was going crazy everywhere.
Now, was he a major impact on you in terms of getting into the health and fitness industry? Were you, I mean, being around him, were you always doing fitness stuff and stuff like
that?
Yeah, you
know, I used to actually teach for him. You know, actually, a lot of our family does, but I used to teach for my dad. And it was really funny because from that day, like, because I always did, you know, Taibo, but for me, I always included dance because dance was my passion. I loved to dance. And my dad would always look at me and go, "That's not serious enough," you know, because Tybo is so serious. And so he would give me such a hard time. But I also noticed when I would teach, I was gathering like this following of people who didn't want just the serious thing, that wanted to have fun while they were doing it. Because, you know, at that time back then, because fitness was starting to become so serious, people didn't think you could have fun while you're getting fit. You know what I mean? And so
right.
they didn't take it seriously. Whereas now, with Dancing with the Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance, and all these things that are bringing dance back to the forefront, people are realizing it is a form of fitness. You know, just because you're having fun doesn't mean, you know, you're not having an effective workout. And so I noticed it then, and then I really started to go, well, when I start coming out with stuff, I want to really incorporate fun so that people can stick with it.
Now, what do you do for all the people that really can't dance? You know, are they really doing this, or are they...
Yeah, did they have to start?
By the way, that is my specialty. That's my specialty. I don't know if you know my background, but I've worked with, like, Tom Hanks and Michael Chiklis and different celebrities who
you're only mentioning white people, just FYI.
No, wait a minute, though. There's a few of them that are chocolate. There's a few of us that have a little bit of the same issue, too. But it's really funny because that is one of my things. Even every class we teach, because my wife and I teach at 24-Hour Fitnesses right now, and we're starting to train teachers to teach the class nationwide, you know, outside of gyms, in gyms. And one of the main things that we start the class off with is, if you don't feel like you're a dancer, you're in the right place. You know what I mean? Basically, because the whole point of a dance workout is you're not supposed to come out like Baryshnikov, but if you keep doing it, I can ensure that at some point you'll start to gain rhythm, you'll start to get different things, because I didn't learn how to dance from taking classes. I learned from watching and just going, I want to do this so bad,
right,
that the more I got the experience, the stronger I got. And so I know how to teach in that way.
Now, what's the first move? Like, for a non-dancer, what do you teach them first?
You got to get rid of the overbite.
Just,
I don't know how to do that.
Foot?
How do you
tapping
get the
foot?
How do you get the overbite get rid of? I don't know how to do that. I noticed that when I'm dancing, I overbite. I'm like, what am I doing that?
Do something with your mouth?
Yeah, like I put that white person overbite stuff. I don't know how.
You know what I would do? I would make you stare in the mirror, because that's the thing is I a lot of people are so busy looking at the feet because they're like, I can't dance, and they stare at feet. I don't look at yourself. Does it your move you're doing look like what I'm doing? And when you do that to somebody, they change their body position, because if you're sticking your left arm out and they're sticking their right out, and they're looking in the mirror, they're going to go, oh, that's wrong. And, you know, then they'll kind of adjust it.
Right.
And so my first thing is I kind of teach people like a little slide step, which is like to the right and then to the left side. I kind of do that and kind of get them on the rhythm. And I'll do that for as long as I need to see them move in the same direction.
Right.
And then I start to spice it up and add other things.
Now, you've worked with Madonna. You've worked with Paula Abdul. You work with Quincy Jones. You work with, you know, you worked. How did you go from just this becoming something you like to now working with, you know, some of these, you know, big-time celebrities?
Well, it's funny because it kind of happened in a backwards motion. I at age 13, I started doing, you know, I started performing professionally. So I did stuff, you know, with Quincy Jones, and then Paula Abdul was a mentor to me. I've known her since I was a kid, and so she kind of, like, at a young age was like, hey, I want you to do this show. And so I started doing stuff and then really gaining experience, you know. And so as I got older, you know, I have a passion obviously to perform, but also in fitness, I started doing a little bit of directing, and that's where I got one of my best, I guess one of the best experiences is when I directed the We Spark celebrity concert, where I pulled in all these celebrities and basically put them in an atmosphere where they're not used to being. Obviously, it's people who are known for being actors, and then got taught to dance and stuff. And so it kind of came, you know, first starting off as performing, you know, performing professionally, and then kind of like mixing the two worlds together.
Now, what tell us about? I heard also that you were on Ellen, and you did this karaoke. What happened on that show that became such a crazy thing and very popular?
Well, what was so cool about that? My wife and I, we started a workout called karaoke, you know, and it's kind of like our workout Dance With Me. Dance With Me, I don't know if you know the one we're focusing on now, Dance With Me is a cardio dance class that incorporates all styles of dance. So it's hip-hop, Bollywood, line dancing, the tango, it's everything. Well, karaoke was a cardio dance class where we had karaoke singing. So I know, you know, people love to go out karaoke singing, so I was like, why don't we put up a screen and kind of dance and make it fun so that people are literally... You know, it's interactive. They're so busy singing and doing stuff, they're not really realizing they're working out. And so we did kind of a test class, and ABC came and covered it because they thought it was a great idea. And then they were like, oh, we'll just air this 2-minute segment. They ended up airing it like a 4-minute segment. They aired it from Thursday night all the way till Monday the next week. They kept playing it, kept playing it, kept playing it. And so on Monday we got a call from Ellen to come on the show, and it was incredible. We went on the show and literally it was, we went on, did the demonstration, and the next, you know, when it aired, we got, I think, almost 60,000 emails from people going, thank you for making fitness fun. I've been looking for something to be fun. You know, I can't stick with fitness because I started and then I quit. And so we got all these things, and then that kind of directed us to go, okay, from now on when we design programs, we want to make it all inclusive and find a way that, you know, to keep it fun.
Nice. Now, also, I know, Billy, one of the things that you're also passionate about is you have an initiative with your wife that you guys are trying to also help kids and fight obesity. And
now, you did your research. You're good.
Well, listen. We're in the same space because, you know, we've just written a book, you know, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. So this is we're real passionate about that, too. Now, do you actually go into schools and actually teach them? You have, like, a dance party, right? You have
We do our class. We do the Dance With Me workout. And what's so cool is we do elementary schools. We do middle schools. We also do high schools. And
wow.
You know, we started it. It's exciting for us because it's one of the most important things, because, you know, everybody keeps talking about it, but a lot of these schools are losing fitness programs, or maybe they do it once a week, or, you know, stuff like that. And when we got in there, the response from the kids is so phenomenal because it's music, it's movement, you know, and it's so great to see the different levels. What we have to do as instructors and as fitness motivators, what we have to kind of do to adjust, because elementary, middle school, they're kind of like open and like, let's do it. Well, high school, a lot of people don't help high schools because they get intimidated, because, you know, high school students, they get self-conscious, or they have, you know, image issues or different things, and so their demeanor and their attitude is a lot different.
Right.
And that's one of the things for Sharon and I that we absolutely love. We did a local school here that doesn't get a lot of stuff. It's an inner city school, and, you know, the mayor had us come in and was going to present us and all of this stuff, and we started the music, and the kids, it was almost like 600 kids, and they stood there and they were basically looking at us like, yeah, right. And so the mayor and everybody came to us and went, okay, you don't have to do it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And Sharon and I looked and went, just be still. You know, be calm. We got it. And so we got up and we looked at the kids and we were like, hey, guys, you know what? We're not coming here to talk at you. We're coming to have fun with you guys. We got you out of class. So you got to get up and move with us. We're going to have a good time. And next thing you know, it went from the front line moving to like four lines moving to then, you know, we did three classes there. About 400 to 500 kids each, they started skipping class to come back to it. You know what I mean? And it was like a rock concert. It was a blast.
So I almost envision this like as a scene out of Fame, you know, where, like, you know, people are dancing on the desk, and they're you know, people are just having a great time. That sounds like
It was completely like that, and I had to make an announcement because a lot of guys at that age are afraid, like, if I dance, then my guys are going to make fun of me, and they're going to think I'm a girl. And so I had to make a statement to say, guys, you're not a girl if you dance. Just have fun. We're going to move. I'm not going to make you turn into this girl.
Right.
I'm going to show you some stuff that you can do that the girl's going to be like, oh, wait a minute, he's cool. And so when you talk to them, it creates a different environment. And so it's something that we're so excited about. We're just trying to get the initiative up because we want to tour and hit as many schools as we can, because it's the first thing in our industry. When we tell people we want to make a video for kids, everybody's like, yeah, well, the money's not in there. So nobody really wants to focus in that area. And we're like, well, we don't care about the money. If there's something out there, it's good for them.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in on that. We'd love to get involved with that.
And if anything we can do to help bring this to more bar mitzvahs too, because the scene at bar mitzvahs is so ugly. To see the people dancing is so pathetic. We got to get, you know, better dancing.
You're making me laugh at the bar mitzvah thing. I have to just tell you a quick story. That's one of the things that I started in when I was probably 13 or 14 years old. These families would come to my dad's studio and they would see me dancing and stuff, and they were like, I want you to come to my bar mitzvah and I want you to get people dancing. And so I was like, what? I was like, this is not like a real job. And I used to actually do that.
That's great.
We're working on a public service announcement. Yes, about this.
We got to get you.
We need your help.
Deeply involved. But no, this, on a serious note, this is a really, I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's anything we can do to get kids moving and getting them active, and especially through dance, which is such a great way to move both of those things together, is really a great thing.
Well, thank you guys. And I would love to anything, you know, definitely we'll connect because we would love to help with what you guys are doing with that too. And your book, I want to get a copy of this book. It sounds phenomenal.
Lee, let's put him on the list. Let's put him on the freebie list. Let's get him on.
That.
I'm going to get Billy Blaine.
No, we'll pay for it.
No. We're going to definitely send one to you and Sharon for sure. And where's the best place for people? Where's the best place for people to pick up the DVD? I know you have the website is meettheblanks.com. Is that the best?
Yeah, website is meettheblanks.com. And you can also get the DVD at Amazon.com, or it's in all Targets and Walmarts, and also with Exercise TV. I know they have the stuff in the on their site. You know, and another cool thing is if you guys know anybody or anybody's on listening that has a passion and thinks that they want to motivate kids or dads, we're getting ready to start training teachers worldwide. So, look out for that. We're having a certification in Los Angeles November 20th and 21st, which we're really excited about because it's about 100 people that we're going to train to teach this workout. And then we're going to start going worldwide to get them teaching.
Now, that's awesome. Now, is Los Angeles your home, Billy? Is that where you make home?
Yes, it is. It's our home.
Okay. And are you guys what's going on for the holidays? I know you got Thanksgiving coming around the corner here. What do you guys?
Oh, yeah.
You
my
family?
Wife cooks the most amazing food. And so, we're so excited for Thanksgiving. We'll be here. We do have a four-hour workout, actually, that we do.
Before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
The four hours.
We do have – you know why we do it? It's a lot of people, a lot of our students, it's the same thing. The fitness industry, always around November, everybody shuts down and kind of disappears. And then January becomes a resolution month because everybody went into hiding because they ate a lot during Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so Sharon and I were like, what can we do to get people to go enjoy your holiday, eat? Don't go through the holiday and think, okay, I can't do this because I'm going to gain weight. Enjoy it. And just plan to when you come back that we're going to kick your butt, you know?
Right.
And so what we do is we plan a four-hour workout right before Thanksgiving, and then we do one right after the new year, so that way people can come in and kind of, you know, sweat it out. And it's funny because when we first thought about it, we were like, this is insane, dancing for 4 hours and doing this. We're like, we're going to get nobody. It was packed, you know, and so it's been a request of them to do it every year before and after the holiday.
And who does all the cooking? Because, you know, the fat guy he deep fries his turkey. Who does all your... Yeah, he
does. Is that good?
No. He loves it. He thinks it's the greatest thing on the planet. I don't know how you can screw up. To me, that's screwing up turkey. Turkey's great just when you just roast it. It's fantastic. So
I want to try it, but I always heard that you can like blow up the house if you do it wrong.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, you can blow up the house. But so who's cooking at your house? Who's making?
My wife is cooking, and she cooks the most amazing Thanksgiving. Like I kind of like. And one of those circling sharks when she starts cooking because of the way the house smells. and she doesn't let me in the kitchen, and I'm literally like circling the kitchen going, well, can I just have a test? You know,
it's
so funny.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because, Billy, if I keep, you know, I heard about your Thanksgivings, and I think the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are going to be showing up your house in a couple of weeks for that thing. You may have to have two extra seats there, so, don't be surprised.
All right, we're down with that.
Billy, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. The DVDs, Dance With Me, Cardio Fit, and Groove and Burn, they're awesome. Everybody needs to get them. Your initiative, where people want to find out more about your initiative with helping kids become more active through dance, they can go to your website, meettheblanks.com. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Oh, definitely. Anytime you guys want us, you let us know, okay?
And
thank you so much.
My pleasure. And let us know when you're going to be in Atlanta, because, that's where we are, and we'd love to, if you're here, maybe we can bring you in the studio as well.
Oh, we'll be there in the spring, so we'll definitely catch back in with you guys.
We would love it. That'd be great. Thanks, right. Billy. Take care. Have a happy holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Billy Blanks Jr. He is the creator of Dance With Me, Cardio Fit, and also Groove and Burn. Great DVDs. Check out his website, meettheblanks.com. Great guy. You know, his dad is a legend. Billy Blanks Sr. is an absolute legend. And make sure when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. It's in your bookstores right now, and it's a great book. I love it. I've written it.
Did you read it?
I did, and I like it.
I've never read it.
I like some of your zingers, Lee. I like some of the things.
There's no pictures.
I'm just going to I'm going to one chapter here. Let's see. This one was about exploring self-defense for fitness. This is what I said in it. I'd like to see more girls take martial art classes. You said I'd like to see fewer bullies take martial art classes. I like that. That's a good idea. So anyway.
Okay, I want to bring on our next guest. It is such a pleasure to always have with us Jackie Warner. She, first of all, number one, I want to say this right off the top. She's super hot. Super hot. Not a little hot, super hot. And you probably remember her from the show on Bravo. And she has a DVD out.
A new show on Bravo.
A new show? Is there a new show called on Bravo? I thought it was. I thought the personal trainer show is. It's no longer on there.
She's a different show, right, oh. Jackie? You there?
Are you guys there?
Yeah,
Jackie and Iris.
Yeah, I've got a new. The new show was called Fintervention, and that was on Bravo. And the last episode aired like 2 weeks ago. The finale.
Oh man, I didn't see. I haven't seen that. But we have the DVD, Personal Training with Jackie, Extreme Time Saver Training as well. Welcome back to the show, Jackie. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm actually heading to the gym right now to work myself out.
Are we cutting your workout out right now? Are we cutting into the workout?
No, because I just took a run, because I've got a cover shoot that I'm doing next week. So I just took a run, and now I'm going to talk to you guys, and then boom, I'm going to go lift weights.
So now when you go running, what's a run for you? 10, what do you pop out of 10, 11 miles? What do you typically do?
She doesn't have time for 10
no,
miles.
More like, yeah, I don't do 10 miles. I do like more like 6, and you got to remember I'm 5'8 and like 126.
Oh, man, so my dream girl. You're my dream girl. Okay, go ahead.
What I'm constantly trying to do is put on muscle, which is really difficult for my body type. So I can't run too much, or I'll just eat into my muscle. And you guys, I eat like every hour. If I don't eat every hour, I get very grumpy.
Really? Right. So do you have like a chef that follows right behind you at every move and says, I need food, feed me now.
Yeah, I wish I did, but I do not. I primarily go to Whole Foods, which is an organic market. You guys know of Whole Foods.
Yeah,
a pretty big organic market.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I go to Whole Foods because I don't have time to cook, and I just get, you know, organic and healthy and low-cal, high vegetable, high fiber foods there.
Now, does this happen to you when you go to Whole Foods? We were just talking about this. When you go to Whole Foods, do you always walk out spending a lot more than you thought you were going to spend?
Yeah, I just went there yesterday with my assistant, and I ended up spending, like, we were making a guesstimate, and I was like, I'm going to spend $350, and she was like, no, more. And it was more. So, you know, that's like a week's worth of food.
Right,
so,
right.
For me, at least, I don't know, I guess I just eat like a pig, but still, I mean, that's a lot of money
right.
What he's spending. I get it.
Yeah.
So what I tell people, when I wrote my book, I wrote this book, This Is Why You're Fat and How to Get Thin Forever, and what I write in my book is that you need to go organic for certain things if you can't afford all organic. And one thing for sure is
cigarettes.
Free-range meat.
What about cigarettes?
Yeah,
you
no
go
cigarette.
Organic on
no,
cigarettes?
No, you can't. No tobacco.
Yeah, you got to cut down the smokes. You got to cut down the booze. But you definitely have to go to free-range meat and make sure that you don't get factory-farmed meat for your dairy or your meat consumption.
What about the fish? What do you tell people about the fish? What should they do there?
Fish is so tricky because it's controversial. Like some people say farm, you know, fish and farm salmon is better. And some people say, you know, ocean salmon and ocean fish are better. So the thing is that I always suggest that you try to stick with fishes like salmon and, you know, which is a really, really good fish to eat and should be consistent in your diet.
Yeah.
You know, the one bad fish that people are talking about, a lot of studies have been done on recently, is tuna.
I know, and I love
tuna.
So
if you're eating...
Oh, I love it.
I know, me too. And I used to eat canned tuna all the time, like on everything, just as a source of
right.
protein. But there's just too much dangerous material going around about tuna.
Heavy metal poisonings, yes. They because of the other fish that feed upon them and the things that they feed upon and so a lot of heavy metal a lot of mercury poisoning from tuna. Isn't that sad that we can't eat tuna because of mercury? Isn't that crazy?
It's so sad. But I mean, this is the state of our world, and it's only getting worse. And we just have to.
Up,
Jackie, there?
I don't think so.
We lost her. It was about the tuna. You think she was sensitive about
the
me? Well, maybe she'll call us back.
I don't know.
You think I shouldn't talk about tuna?
Yeah, that was offensive.
That's
that offended me.
But what about salmon? Was salmon okay
Salmon's
for you?
Okay.
Salmon was
Salmon's
good.
Okay.
We didn't have
tuna,
a problem with salmon.
Tuna, not okay.
She must have hit a bad cell.
You
or
know,
was she running?
Was she trying to work out?
Was she running at the time we were talking to her? Maybe she'll call back in. Should we wait?
Okay. Well, we can just chat. We'll just wait. Talk about how awesome Billy Blanks was. That was pretty good.
Billy Blanks. He's a lot of fun, that guy. I can tell. Yeah. I can hang with that guy. He seems like a good guy.
Sounds like a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that's like, hey, I dance. Look at the hot chick that I'm with.
Right. And do you think he went through his buddy, though? You think he went through his buddy to get his wife? I don't know. It sounded like he went strong with just taking no for an answer. And I think we got the fat guy on the phone with Jackie Warner right now. Let's see.
Jackie, you there?
Hey, honey. I'm sorry my call cut out.
I thought it was something I said about tuna that I offended you.
I thought it was offensive, the tuna and mercury.
I promise won't bring it up.
I'm so distraught over the tuna situation that I just had to go. I had to take care of it then.
It happens. You should see Jack LaLanne was mad about, mayonnaise, I think.
Yes,
that's what put him over the edge.
That's right. He hung up on us. We talked about mayonnaise. But so you're out for the run. And 6 miles you're banging out right now. And so when you're getting ready to, because it sounds like you're getting ready to do another photo shoot. Is there something you're doing or for the new?
Yeah, I'm doing my fourth cover for Fitness RX, and they don't mess around. They're a serious-minded magazine, and they deal mostly with, they talk a lot about muscle development for women. So I have to put on some muscle and cut out, which is hard to do, to cut out, lean out, and put on the musculature. I'd like to put on like 4 pounds in about 8 days.
So are you going anabolic, or you're not going anabolic? You're not going to do steroids? You're not going to go that route?
No, I'm not going to shoot up.
You're not going to shoot up?
No, I'm not going to shoot up. But, it does require me lifting very heavy. Basically I train myself like I train a man who wants to put on mass and not a woman. Like,
right.
I do not train myself the way I train my female clients who are looking to lose weight. But my DVD, The Extreme Time Saver, that's for mostly for people trying to lose weight. And I do not train with multi-joint compound movements myself, but it's fantastic for others who are
right
burning and to lose weight. So that's the way to go.
So now what do you see? I know it's on the website. You have the online application tool, the subscription model where people can go and sign up and use the application tool. How is that working out for you?
I can't believe how well received this online training is. First of all, we're the only ones doing it because I have a live staff that literally calls you and holds your hand every day, gives you new programs so you won't plateau, and answers all your questions and guides you along this program of weight loss and muscle development. And, a lot of the trainers don't, a lot of the online trainers don't. And they will send you, like, workout routines, or you can click on and get routines, but you don't get to talk to the trainer. So this is very, very unique, and it's doing really, really well. So just go to JackieWarner.com, and it's only it's like a little under $11 a week, so
right.
It's very, very affordable. And the affordability and just the constant attention from my staff of trainers, which are amazing, is exactly what people are responding to, and we're just doing crazy numbers on it.
Now, Jackie, for our listeners out there, I think you know a little bit about personal training. You know what it takes to be a great personal trainer. Anything for any advice you have for any of our listeners out there that they're thinking about? We've got the holiday seasons coming along. They may be thinking about getting a trainer. Anything that you would advise them that they should look for, and things that they should look out for when they're deciding on who they should go with in a personal trainer.
Well, I always say go to a personal training gym, which is a gym that only caters to personal trainers coming in with their own clientele. So try not – I hate to say this. I'm not going to get any endorsements from chain gyms.
That's okay.
But I already knew that a long time ago. But what you should do is Google gyms in your area. Always ask to talk to the owner or the manager of the gym, and you ask them a series of questions. And one is you want a trainer that power circuit trains or circuit trains you. If you're trying to lose weight, remember, there's different types of training. But if you're trying to lose weight, one that circuit trains, and another buzz phrase is like boot camp mentality, boot camp trainer. I think women should train with women because we don't let them off the hook, whereas men tend to let women off the hook.
Right.
And men should primarily train with men. So these are the questions that you want to ask. Make sure that they're certified. Make sure that they have their insurance. And then it's a personality game. It's really, you should also, they should give you a free session initially. When I owned Sky Sport, we would do half-hour free consults for every client that came in.
Right.
And because you're testing their personality, you're seeing if they mesh with you. Because a lot of that, you know, is going to either help you succeed or not succeed is how they deal with you. And if you need someone who's more strong-armed and aggressive or someone who's more gentle, you need to identify that in the first half an hour to an hour.
How important is the foreign accent?
How important is the foreign accent? Is that you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because for some reason, trainers with foreign accents charge a lot more than people that don't have a foreign accent. Like if you're from, like, Argentina or if
or
you're
Australia,
from
Australia, that's a good one.
New Zealand's got a great, they charge an extra $30-$50 just because of the accent.
Very funny. Maybe they find they think it's very attractive to Americans, and so they're like, well, we can afford. Well, first of all, Latins, Latinos, and Latinas, they always think that they're the bomb and that they deserve much more money than anybody else.
Right, right. Same thing with tennis pros. Tennis pros are the same way.
Oh,
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna now kind of, now that you've identified, I'm gonna think about that.
Now, tell us about the DVD that you have. Personal Training with Jackie, Extreme Time Saver Training.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's the most well-received DVD I've had, I've put out. It, you know, I didn't promote it, really. I haven't been promoting it, and it was, it's just selling like gangbusters. It's doing very, very well, and the feedback we're getting from it is so, so, you know, in shooting it, I remember I had the most personality in it. It was the most fast-paced workout because, again, you're working upper body and lower body simultaneously, and we're making those movements and those transitions pretty quick.
Right.
So the feedback I'm getting is that you're never bored. It's really fast-paced. You get a major sweat going on, and you feel the soreness. But I stand behind all my DVDs. I put a lot of thought into them. I know what America needs at this point in my career, and I deliver it in these DVDs, but this Extreme Time Saver is my favorite, and I think the best one I have out.
And and you can also pick this one up if you go to JackieWarner.com. Is that the best place for people to buy the DVD, or should they go to, you know, Amazon?
You can go anywhere. It's everywhere now. It's at Target. Target is selling, like, constantly. You can go to Amazon. You can go to JackieWarner.com. It's sold in most chain stores now.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Well, that, I highly recommend this DVD for everyone. It's great. This is a great stocking stuffer now. We got Thanksgiving coming around the corner, so this would be a great little present for people to get. This is, and you don't have to say, like, I don't necessarily want you to lose weight. It's just, this is a great workout, right? Everybody needs good workouts, and this is a great one. Now,
it's a great workout, yeah.
Now, Jackie, you also recently, you sold the Sky Sport and Spa.
Mm-hmm, I did. That was, it was bittersweet. It was a good time to sell.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd been there for like 6.5-7 years.
Gotcha. Now, what are the things that's coming up in the future for you? I mean, do you see, are you going to get out of the spa business and out of the boutique stuff? Are you moving into different areas now? Are you doing more television? Where do you see the future going for yourself?
Well, definitely more TV, and that's the problem, is that I didn't have as much time to devote to going in, you know, 9 to 5, and that business was dependent on me being there.
Right.
So it's really difficult for me to go into an office and stay chained to an office now, or to a gym or a workspace like that, because I have so much going on and so much that I'm promoting constantly. And then when I shoot for like 3 months, and then I edit for like 2 months. So, you know, I'm focusing more on those aspects of my career. But I am still personal training, and I'm still doing that. It just feels so weird to be personally training,
right?
Not in my gym, because I've never not. That's bizarre, and I've never not owned a gym,
right?
So even before Sky Sport, I had Lyft. So my whole career of personal training has been in my own business. So it's been an adjustment, but you know.
So like, what do you do now? Are you working out of one facility? Or
no,
are you going
at like Crunch or you, like 24-hour fitness?
Are you going from place to place and going to see, you know, high profile people and stuff like that?
Go to home. Sometimes I like to train outdoors, so I train outdoors a lot.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes I'll go into a personal training gym. I don't have one personal training that I'm, you know, locked into because
right.
I don't like that, you know.
Right. So when you come in, they're probably like, oh, my God, that's Jackie Warner. They're like, that's Jackie Warner.
I got to tell you, every gym owner is happy to have me because when I walk into a personal training gym and I'm training there, it's endorsing that gym. So,
right.
You know, they're all happy to have me, thankfully. What if I had attitude while I was trying to train? That would suck.
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and especially if you're ever coming here to Atlanta, we'd love to see you. We'd love to go for we want to get a workout with you here in Atlanta. We'd love that. Lee, wouldn't that be great?
Watch the video.
No, I want to see. I want to have it in person.
Absolutely, guys. If I'm ever in Atlanta, which I haven't been for years, but it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So, but thank you so much for having me.
We would love to have you here. And again, the DVD, go to the website, JackieWarner.com. Also, you've got The Thinnervention. You've got the book, This Is Why You're Fat and How to Get Thin Forever. You got the clothing line as well. I mean, what's next, Jackie?
She's a dynamo.
There's nothing you're not. Are you going to have your own personal cell phone? Is there going to be a certain, like, is Verizon?
An app.
Is there an app that's coming out for
Jackie
you?
Jackie Warner app.
Well, we are actually working on an app, and I'm working on a supplement line, so we've got some good things in the works.
There we go. We'll just leave out the steroids. No steroids, especially if they got
to
put
tuna.
On 4 pounds in the
no
next
tuna.
Couple of weeks. No tuna and no steroids. That's going to be in the supplement line.
Yeah, I think that's the message of the day.
Jackie, so much. We loved having you, and we look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Jackie Warner. Check her out at JackieWarner.com. Check out her new DVD, Personal Training with Jackie, Extreme Time Saver Training. And check out the TV show Thinnervention, also the book This Is Why You're Fat. Why are you fat?
Lots of reasons. Eat too much. Don't exercise.
Well, here's how to get thin forever.
Oh, that's the book.
That's the book. And go check her out. Also, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our website. Go online. Become one of our fans. We're coming upon our 500th Facebook fan.
Oh, that's right. And there's going to be major gifting for that.
And we're giving out some of our copies of our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. So go
You're going to want to be our 500th fan.
I don't want to be my 500th fan. I'm already that person. I don't want to be that person, but I want to give out some of my new books.
You know what this means? We're well past our relatives with 500 fans.
Oh, why?
Because we ran out of relatives and friends
a long time ago. We don't have any more. So these have to be real.
These have to be really people who like us. This is not just people that are forced to like us.
What about, are you getting a lot of old school friends? Anyone that you went to school
Never.
With? Yeah.
It's so funny because I'm online quite a bit with what I do. And nobody's ever, I have had zero people.
Thank
zero.
You know,
zero.
I got to tell you, you know what's a great thing, a great innovation that's gone away on the computer is that instant messaging is no longer there anymore.
It is for kids.
Is it really?
Oh, they're all over it.
Instant messaging?
Yeah. Well, they use Skype.
I'm so glad I don't get that, you know, bloop, you know, like, you know, that all of a sudden someone wants to talk to you. And I'm like, I'm working.
I know.
Leave me alone.
No, I've been really pleasantly surprised that no one has reached out.
To you.
That says a lot about my past. That not one person, they probably don't recognize me because I've gained like 100 pounds since the last time they've seen me.
They haven't seen your 28-inch waist.
Those days have long gone.
Oh, Lee, well, that's all we've got today. I want to thank all of our guests for coming on today. Billy Blanks Jr., check him
out.
What
a show. This was a star-studded show for us.
Star-studded show. Me, you, and Billy Blanks and Jackie Warner.
Jackie Warner.
Check out Billy Blanks' new DVDs.
And I think we're trying to put some money together so Jackie Warner can have a better phone. Right?
Yeah, when she comes on our show. Too bad she didn't become a millionaire in the cell phone business.
I think
she did. Oh, wait a minute, she did. So check out Billy Blanks Jr.'s DVDs, Dance With Me, Cardio Fit, and Groove With Me. Is that what it is? Groove and Burn.
Groove and Burn.
And check him out at meettheblanks.com, and definitely go out and pick up this DVD, and go to his website and learn more about his initiative to help kids become more active. Also, I want to thank Jackie Warner, who just came on our show. And check out her at JackieWarner.com. For Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Shaffrin. We will see you every week, as we do with Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. Until next time, we make healthy living
fun for everyone.
Have a great week.